Today is Monday, the 17th of August, 2026. We thank you for taking time to connect with us this morning. Our Minute with the Master is from Psalm 34, verse number 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I received some disturbing news about someone in my inner circle. My heart sank. My mind began racing with questions of how, why, what, when, and under what circumstances. I felt my spirit sinking into a deep state of concern and anxiety about the outcome. Then, as I was driving along, I remembered that praise is what kept me grounded in the past. With that reminder, I began to bless the Lord by repeating the 23rd Psalm. After repeating that Psalm several times, the load got lighter and the concern was relieved. Scripture is what ushered me into a state of peace and thanksgiving. Was I happy about the news? No. Was my spirit grateful for the things I so often take for granted? Yes. Did my mind settle down and my spirit calm down? Yes. Did I get the assurance from heaven that this too shall pass and all will turn out well because God is in control? And the answer to that is yes as well. With a calm mind and a settled spirit, I was able to focus on praying for the person who had fallen. I was able to reach out to her and offer my moral support. Thank God for his calming words from the 23rd Psalm, for his guiding hand, and for his immediate response to my praise. The point of sharing this with you this morning is this: there is power in praise. Praise is a sure way to defeat anxiety. It is a sure way to get your footing after being blindsided by bad news. Praise indicates that there is joy in your heart in spite of. Praise tells God that you are thankful to be alive. You are grateful for his presence. You are depending on him to come see about you. And praise indicates that you trust God with the outcome of your most difficult problem. Praise pleases God. It activates his hand, and it gives you peace in the process. Our theme this morning is Elder Timms and Vicki, and at this time, I'm going to turn the session to Vicki.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Nina, we appeal to God to reveal himself to her in a greater way, for her to grow in God's will and his power, and for her to be empowered with a passion to move God's kingdom forward. Imani, young adult, we petition God to order her steps and direct her path. Lil Jamon, Caleb, and all other small children, we pray for them to have grit, perseverance, and unwavering love for the Lord and success in learning. Those with unhealthy domestic environments, we ask the Lord to bring healing, protection, and stability to people facing unhealthy situations at home. Surround them with support, guide their hearts, and guide them toward peace and wholeness. The family going through the probate court process involving their mother's home, we pray for the attorney, the judge, and anyone assigned to the case. We also pray for the favor of God to expedite the process so the home can be sold and funds distributed. All the sheep that have scattered from churches all over this land. We ask the Lord to heal and mend all brokenness and for them to return to the body of Christ as God orders their steps. Those with a terminal illness diagnosis, we call upon God for his guidance, for him to show himself strong, and for families to be strengthened and led by God as they pray and support each other. Everyone on the call this morning, we pray for God's spirit to flow upon you, your children, and your aging relatives. We ask the Lord to show you the way to go and make your path smooth. We lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We cover the Prince Ministries, intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers with protection and spiritual strength. We pray for justice and for an end of racial disparity and for wisdom and compassion for our president to lead all people well. We pray for the end of Russian hostility in Ukraine and for peace, stability, and protection for those affected by the conflict and unrest in Iran and all war-torn regions. May those impacted be comforted, strengthened, and given hope. We ask for protection over our children and senior citizens, deliverance for those struggling with their identity, and safety and healing for victims of domestic abuse. We pray for safe neighborhoods, secure schools, and for wisdom to guide all those who educate and lead our children. Be blessed.
Father, we praise you this morning, and we magnify you, we glorify you, we honor you, we lift you up, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad, and oh, give thanks to the Lord, because he's good. Oh, God, we honor you this morning, asking you to forgive us of all of our sins and our thoughts and our shortcomings. Forgive us, Father, because we want to come into that place where you reside, that place where Jesus sit on the right hand of the Father. We cry out down here on earth. Oh, God, we praise you, for praise is our weapon, and we honor you this morning. We thank you for another day. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, blood pumping in our veins. We thank you, God, for a roof over our head, clothes for our back, shoes for our feet. We thank you, God, for occupation and transportation. We thank you for healing our bodies from all sickness and diseases. In the name of Jesus, for healing is the children's bread. We thank you, God, for healing our broken heart. Them that are scattered from churches. Them that are heart are broken from different situations. You said that you are near. That means that those that have a broken heart, I got good news for you. He's not far off. He's near. He's the comforter of them that's heart been broken and spirit been bruised and you've been crushed. This is his word. He's near to us. He comforts us. And we praise you, Father. Oh, God, for you are the great healer and the great redeemer. We pray for Nina to grow in a faith that she will have visitations from God in the name of Jesus. We pray for Imani to be circled and centered by the things of God, that he will carry her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jemani and all our grandchildren, oh God, that they will have grit in this hour, that our grandchildren, as they move out and develop, they'll have courage, they'll have grit, they will have discernment in school of who to hang around and who not to. In the name of Jesus, we pray now for unhealthy relationships. For the Bible says, except you walk together in agreement. Oh God, we pray that you have discerning spirits. Oh, God, for them that you should be and should not be with. We pray, God, if you're stuck, that you will seek God for deliverance. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, God. We pray for help this morning. We pray for paperwork for probate to be expedited by the angels. We pray for favor to appear between lawyers in the courtroom. Whatever the process may be, we pray for favor. We pray for speedy recovery of diversion of the probate situation. In the name of Jesus, you told us to pray about everything. So today we pray that today be a good day, better than it was yesterday. We pray that nothing will aggravate us or frustrate us today. We pray that we'll see miracles, signs, and wonders today, because we don't know what the day may hold, but we know that you hold the day. We pray for our finances. We pray for our home repairs, because we declare this morning that we're blessed going in and blessed coming out. We are above and not beneath. We pray for the school bus rides. We pray as the parents drive their children to church and drive them to school. We pray for traveling mercy in the name of Jesus. We pray that you be with us all day long. We thank you, God. We honor you. We bless you. You alone are worthy to be praised. We praise you from the depths of our heart, God. And we thank you. We thank you for an outpouring day of your presence. And we honor you in the precious name of Jesus. Thank God and amen.
Thank God, amen. And thank you, Elder Timms. We pray everything you put your hands to today will prosper and succeed. We will meet again tomorrow at the same time. This ends our time together on this Monday morning. Goodbye.